It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour, and it's another brand new day to be thankful. Today is the 12th day in the month of September 2024, and we have gathered here with our hearts full of gratitude. So I'd like to ask you quickly, what are you thankful for? If you search your heart, you would know that there are a lot of things to be thankful for this morning. So I want you to just pen them down, or if you know them by heart, this is another time to begin to express your thanksgiving and let God know how thankful you are to be alive this morning. If this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you. And I'd like to assure you that you are in the right place. If your heart is broken right now, if you feel burdened, if you feel like you have a whole weight on you and you don't know what step to take, if you're lost, I want to assure you that this is the right place to be because God has a word for you today and every other day. So I would implore you to always join us every single morning. If you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. But I'd like to remind you, it is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our Open Heaven Hour. So ring the bell, sound the alarm, and let everybody gather. Let's take the word of God together and let's hear what God has to tell us this very morning. Before we go into the word for today, I'd like to remind you that this very segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today is the 12th day in the month of September 2024. It's a beautiful Thursday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, the power of service. The power of service. And our hymn today, we'll be taking from hymn 26, there shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Daniel chapter 9 to chapter 12. Daniel from chapter 9 to chapter 12. Our memory verse today will be taken from Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. And it says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. Are you with your Bibles this morning? 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. From verse 8 it says, now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lampstand so it will be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. And it happened one day that he came there and he turned into the upper room and lay down there. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite woman. When he had called her, she stood before him, and he said to him, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, actually, she has no son, and her husband is old. So he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, today's teaching may be controversial to some people, but I will share the complete truth anyway. When there is an opportunity to serve God through a prophet that you are sure is sent by him, no matter how small the service may be, don't let the opportunity pass you by. When you serve or give to a prophet because of God's anointing on his or her life, you'll receive a blessing from God. I went to a foreign country for a program, and throughout my stay, a very rich man drove me around. When he dropped me off at the airport, I wanted to show my appreciation, but since he was richer than me, I put some money in an envelope and said, please give it to your children on my behalf. He collected the money and said, amen, several times. I became embarrassed, and I turned to the other pastor who came with us. The pastor said he has been waiting on God for the fruit of the womb. On hearing that, I said, glory be to God. I don't have money, but I am connected to the Most High God. The following year, when I arrived in that country for another edition of the same program, the man came to drive me again. This time, he had a gift with him and said it was from his son. You might have prayed for certain things and not received them yet, but offering your service to God through a prophet could bring them to you immediately. When you check through the scriptures, you will see that those who serve prophets genuinely got rewards for their service. Samuel became a kingmaker and king remover because he served Eli. Elisha got double portion of the anointing because he served Elijah diligently. The Shunammite woman got a child even when she had lost hope because she served Elisha. Whenever you get a chance to serve God through one of his ministers, make the most of the opportunity. Ministers of God, however, should not take anyone's willingness to serve God through them for granted. God shows appreciation to those that serve him, and his ministers ought to do the same. However, if you're serving God through one of his ministers and it seems like you're not being appreciated, as long as you are sure that he or she is a genuine minister of God, you will surely receive the rewards of your service from God. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, God never ignores a genuine act of service to his representatives on earth. I do hope today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and I would like you to extend this blessing to someone else. Like I always say in every show, that you might just be saving a soul. You can just be somebody that needs this encouragement this morning. I would like you to share with them today. And how can you share? By simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see the link appear above. Copy the link and send with them today, just for them to listen and be blessed. You can also join us live every single morning on our radio station, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on Praise Palace Radio, www.praisepalaceradio.com. Our mobile app is also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. You can download and listen to us live every single morning, as well as other amazing shows throughout the day. Thank you for joining us, but do not turn off that dial, because we have a special announcement immediately after this show. Please stay tuned until you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Please stay tuned. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
Show the moon where to hide till evening.
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares. Jesus loves and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.